it's up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of New Horizons, the weekly radio program from Blind Citizens Australia. Last weekend, in fact, from the 6th to the 9th of May, I attended the Roundtable on Information Access for People with a Print Disability annual conference held this year in Perth. For those who are interested, next year will be in Sydney. As part of that, I thought it was important to find out about what the Roundtable does and who its members are and just how it serves the community of people with a print disability. To that end, I spoke with Neil Jarvis, the president of the Roundtable. Neil, welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much. It's lovely to be back.
Last time we spoke to you, we talked about the Orbit Braille Reader, and I believe somebody told me that's coming out this month.
It's coming out any time now, as I have been saying for a few weeks now. Units are leaving the factory, and they're making their way around to organisations that have been part of the Transforming Braille group that put the project together in the first place. So you should be seeing units in Australia. I wouldn't want to give a definite date and embarrass Vision Australia, but I would think it's probably going to be within the next month or two.
That sounds great. I'd like to get an idea of some of the activities that the Roundtable gets up to.
Well, thank you, first of all, for your interest. It's great that to be able to talk about what we do and hopefully reach a wider audience for people that may not know us. But even people that do know us may well have some ideas, but not the full picture of what we do. So I'll try and give you a bit of a sketch. Roundtable is an organisation of organisations, if you like. It's what we call an umbrella organisation. We've currently got 35 member organisations that come together with a common goal and interest. That is to improve the situation for people with print disabilities. We do that in a number of ways. First of all, and since we're at conference, one of the ways we do is to hold an annual conference. It takes place in different locations each year. This year we've been in Perth in Western Australia. Last year when we taught, we were in Melbourne, and next year we're going to be in Sydney. So the purpose of a conference is to enable people to hear from colleagues and others in the industry who are working on print disability issues, so they can share their experiences and talk about new ideas, talk about new products, talk about new ways of working. And it's a great way to share that information, get it exposed to as many people as possible. It's also a great opportunity to network, and you can't overstate the value of that at an event like this. So people who are working in the same field but never get the chance to talk to each other have had 4 days together to really get to know what each other is doing. And there's no price you can put on that, I don't think. So that's one of the things we do, is the conference. It's the way of sharing. Another part of our work is what we call our guidelines. We know that lots and lots of organisations and individuals want to produce accessible information, but often don't know how to. One of the problems is it seems so daunting if you don't really know what to do. And so the end product is that they don't do it. Our job is to make it easier for such people so that they can say, well, if I want to produce something in, let's say, clear large print, there must be some way that I can go to information to find out how to do that. What are the best fonts? What are the best sizes? What are the best contrasts? What are the best tips and tricks to use? We have a guideline document that does that. Also, conveying visual information. So very important when you're trying to describe something that's not text-based to somebody. Might be a diagram, might be a photograph, might be some other kind of image. The ability to convey that in a way that is concise and makes sense to the listener is actually not easy to do if you've never done it before. So we have guidelines that help with that. We have guidelines that advise people on how to produce accessible e-text. or also how to make exams and assessments more accessible, and a whole bunch more. There's loads of them, and I'd urge people to visit our website, which is printdisability.org, to have a look around. One of the things that we do that is important to us is in the field of Braille. The Australian Braille Authority, ABA, is a standing subcommittee of roundtables, so it's part and parcel of what we do. And the job of ABA is to promote Braille, to set standards for the production and the delivery of Braille, and to really just make sure that lots more people know about it, lots more people know that they can learn it, and lots more people know how to teach it. So ABA is a very important part of what we do, and they also produce their own sets of publications and guidelines, and that's very important for us. Another aspect of our work is what we do in terms of promotion and publicising the interests of print disabled people when it comes to wider issues. We've had a lot of discussion this time round at conference about copyright. Copyright's a really important aspect for us. You'd think it wasn't necessarily, but actually it is, because the ability for people to access information that's printed often is restricted because of copyright restrictions. So the developments in copyright legislation in Australia, which are currently being finalised, the Marrakesh Treaty, which is an international copyright treaty, which will make it easier to share accessible content around the world. All those things are of real importance to roundtable members and print disabled people. So we do a lot of work on speaking to government about what we think about copyright proposals, but also just publicising what is important for people to understand when they need to get permission to produce accessible information. So that's something which is going to be a growing part of our work, as is the work we do with publishers. A lot of our member organisations are producers of accessible formats, and something that they have to do quite a lot is to obtain electronic files from publishers so that they can speed up that production process. Otherwise, they have to do it manually, and that takes forever. We have got a great relationship with the Australian Publishers Association, and through them, they're able to help us lobby individual publishers in the event that a given organisation is struggling to access electronic files. So that's, for us, a very important piece of work. As we move into our new strategic plan, we're going to be extending our work with libraries in the public sector, because that is the focal point for a lot of people when it comes to information, accessible or otherwise, and also in the education, and particularly the tertiary education sector. We're pretty well covered for primary and secondary education, but anyone who's been through tertiary education will know there are real challenges for obtaining accessible information at that level. And we have some members of the roundtable who are engaged in tertiary education. We need to get more so we can get much more established in that field.
So just who are the members of the roundtable? You said you've got 35 current members. Yeah. Is there a finite number, would you say, of roundtable members?
I guess there is a finite number, but I think we're nowhere near that. I think there's a lot of organisations that could be members and currently aren't, and that could be because either they don't know about us or they don't see that they have to be members to benefit or contribute. If you look at the attendance at conference, a large number of people come from member organisations, but equally a large number of people come from organisations that are not members, but are obviously interested in the whole topic. So that shows me that, you know, we could easily double our membership and still keep going. So I think that we are made up of people from, there are a lot of blindness organisations present in our membership. There are a lot of education organisations, be they statewide services, for example, or the kind of production services that are at state level. There are some tertiary education bodies, there are some libraries, there are consumer organisations, of which BCA is one. It's really important to us to actually ensure that that consumer voice is heard, because producers and distributors of accessible information need to hear that all the time. And one of the things that really pleases me about working with Roundtable is the involvement that we have with consumer groups and the ability we have to support consumers to attend conference so that they can get up close with producers and tell them how it really is.
Yeah, that is really important, isn't it? I know that in the 2 years that I've been coming, I've met a whole lot of people from a range of different organisations that produce, well, not only Braille, but yep, tactile graphics is a key yep thing. I haven't seen a lot of people involved in audio production, but mm-hmm there's certainly some here yep producing audiobooks.
There, yeah.
And, of course, RPH Australia is a member as well. Yep. So it fascinates me just the breadth of experience and commitment that goes into this conference.
And that ends part one of this discussion, part two next week. And I hope in the next week or so we'll be able to hear some information about who's going to the US. You'll remember some weeks ago we spoke to Crystal Malcolm from Blind Citizens New South Wales about the people who were going to the US to join the Lighthouse for the Blind camp in July to August of this year. As I said, hopefully we'll hear more about that in the next week or two. Also, I mentioned briefly a couple of weeks ago that there was a position going at Blind Citizens Australia in the office, that of policy officer. That position has now closed, and we're waiting on more details as to when it will be filled. Hopefully we'll hear more about that in the next couple of weeks as well. We got a great response to the program last week on volunteering, and you'll remember that we spoke to Liz, the volunteer with Blind Citizens Australia, and many people, of course, in the blind and low vision community volunteer for various different organisations, and congratulations to all of you as we end the celebration of Volunteer Week last week. And if you are interested in volunteering, there are plenty of options for you to look at. There is Volunteering Australia, and there's a volunteering organisation in each state. So I suggest get on the website and have a look and find out what volunteer opportunities are available for you in your area. New Horizons is a weekly service from Blind Citizens Australia. Blind Citizens Australia is the united voice of blind and vision impaired Australians, seeking equality in all things for blind and low vision people. This program is aired each week on the RPH network and is made available through the Community Radio Network to community stations all over Australia. It's also available online, and if you'd like to find out more about how you can download your very own copy to listen to at your leisure, have a look at the BCA website, or you might remember some time back I did a program on how to get it through the iAccess service, which is a service of the Vision Australia Information Library Service. So look at that program if you'd like to hear more about that. As I said, if you want to know how to get the podcast, then have a look at the BCA website. We're hoping that there will be some changes shortly which will improve the way that podcasts are made available to people and hopefully improve the quality of the podcast. So stay tuned for more information on that. If you'd like information about what Blind Citizens Australia does, then contact them on 1-800-033-660. That number again, 1-800-033-660, and they'll be happy to talk you through that process. If you'd like to join, of course, you can do that through the telephone line. They will help you fill out the form. Or you can look on the website and find out more information about being a BCA member on the website. The website, of course, is www.bca.org.au, and the email address to contact is bca@bca.org.au. I'm Vaughan Bennison. It's been a pleasure to be with you for the last 15 minutes or so. Take care until next week when we bring you part two of the discussion with Neil Jarvis, the president of the Roundtable on Information Access for People with a Print Disability.
We'll achieve the realization of a dream. Of our dreams.